Mr. and Miss Bennet had 5 children. Jane was eldest and the most beautiful. She was calm and shy. Elizabeth, the next oldest, was clever and nearly as beautiful as Jane. The 2 youngest Bennet's daughters, Kitty and Lydia, were silly and obsessed with young men. Mary, the middle child, was serious and practiced playing the piano as much as she could. Mr. Bennet's daughters would not inherit his estate when he died. If the 5 Bennet girls did not marry, they would be left without money or a home. Miss Bennet was determined to marry her daughters to rich men. "My dear Mr. Bennet," Miss Bennet said one day, "a rich young man just moved into the neighborhood. What a fine thing for our girls." "How so?" Mr. Bennet replied. "He must marry one of them, of course." "Is that why he moved here?" "Nonsense, Mr. Bennet. You enjoy upsetting me. You mistake me, my dear. His name is Mr. Bingley, and he is single. You must meet him. Then you can introduce him to our daughters." Mr. Bennet did visit Mr. Bingley. He thought that Mr. Bingley was friendly and humble. At the next ball, all 5 Bennet daughters met him and his friend Mr. Darcy. Mr. Bingley asked Jane to dance twice. She found him very charming. Elizabeth did not have a pleasant evening as her sister Jane. She overheard Mr. Darcy say that she was not pretty enough to dance with. Mr. Darcy was handsome and even richer than Mr. Bingley. He was also prouder and more reserved than his friend. After the ball, Elizabeth discussed Mr. Darcy with her friend Charlotte and the other Bennet women. "I quite detest the man," said Miss Bennet. Charlotte said that Mr. Darcy was proud. "I could forgive his pride if he had not hurt mine," said Elizabeth. The Bennets dined and danced several more evenings with Mr. Bingley, his 2 sisters, and Mr. Darcy. Jane's affection for Mr. Bingley grew. Only Elizabeth knew that Jane liked Mr. Bingley, however. Jane was too shy to reveal her feelings in front of anyone else. Meanwhile, Mr. Darcy began to admire Elizabeth's many charms. He found that he liked her figure and the intelligence of her dark eyes. One evening he asked her to dance. She refused him. One afternoon, Mr. Bingley's 2 sisters invited Jane to dine at their house. Jane traveled to dinner on horseback just as it began to rain. She grew so ill that she was forced to stay the night with the Bingleys. Nervous for her sister, Elizabeth walked a long distance to the Bingleys' home. The Bingleys and Mr. Darcy greeted her and invited her to stay with them until Jane recovered.